They turned right down the narrow alleyway where Harry had first seen Sirius, and which formed a shortcut between Magnolia Crescent and Wisteria Walk. It was empty and much darker than the streets it linked, because there were no street lamps. Their footsteps were muffled between garage walls on one side and a high fence on the other.
"Think you're a big man carrying that thing, don't you?" Dudley said after a few seconds.
"What thing?"
That thing you're hiding."
Harry grinned again. "Not as stupid as you look, are you, Dud? But I suppose if you were, you wouldn't be able to walk and talk at the same time." Harry pulled out his wand. He saw Dudley look sideways at it.
"You're not allowed," Dudley said at once. "I know you're not. You'd get expelled from that freak school you go to."
"How do you know they haven't changed the rules, Big D?"
"They haven't,"
said Dudley, though he didn't sound completely convinced. Harry laughed softly.
"You haven't got the guts to take me on without that thing, have you?"
Dudley snarled. "Whereas you just need four mates behind you before you can beat up a 10-year-old. You know that boxing title you keep banging on about? How old was your opponent? 7? 8?
"He was 16, for your information," snarled Dudley. "And he was out cold for 20 minutes after I'd finished with him, and he was twice as heavy as you. You just wait till I tell Dad you had that thing out."
"Running to Daddy now, are you? Is his ickle boxing champ frightened of nasty Harry's wand?"
"Not this brave at night, are you?"
sneered Dudley. "This is night, Diddykins. That's what we call it when it goes all dark like this."
"I mean, when you're in bed,"
Dudley snarled. He had stopped walking. Harry stopped too, staring at his cousin. From the little he could see of Dudley's large face, he was wearing a strangely triumphant look. "What do you mean, I'm not brave in bed?" said Harry, completely nonplussed. "What, am I supposed to be frightened of pillows or something?"
"I heard you last night," said Dudley breathlessly, "talking in your sleep, moaning."
"What do you mean?" Harry said again, but there was a cold, plunging sensation in his stomach. He had revisited the graveyard last night in his dreams. Dudley gave a harsh bark of laughter, then adopted a high-pitched, whimpering voice.
"Don't kill Cedric! Don't kill Cedric!"
"Who's Cedric? Your boyfriend?"
"I..."
"You're lying,"
said Harry automatically, but his mouth had gone dry. He knew Dudley wasn't lying. How else would he know about Cedric?
"Dad! Help me, Dad! He's going to kill me, Dad! Boo-hoo!"
"Shut up," said Harry quietly.
"Shut up, Dudley. I'm warning you."
"Come and help me, Dad. Mom, come and help me. He's killed Cedric, Dad. Help me. He's going to..."
"Don't you point that thing at me."
Dudley backed into the alley wall. Harry was pointing the wand directly at Dudley's heart. Harry could feel 14 years' hatred of Dudley pounding in his veins. What wouldn't he give to strike now, to jinx Dudley so thoroughly he'd have to crawl home like an insect, struck dumb, sprouting feelers?
"Don't ever talk about that again," Harry snarled. "Do you understand me?"
"Point that thing somewhere else."
"I said, do you understand me?"
"Point it somewhere else."
"Do you understand me?"
"Get that thing away from..."
Dudley gave an odd, shuddering gasp as though he had been doused in icy water. Something had happened to the night. The star-strewn indigo sky was suddenly pitch black and lightless. The stars, the moon, the misty street lamps at either end of the alley had vanished. The distant grumble of cars and the whisper of trees had gone. The balmy evening was suddenly, piercingly, bitingly cold. They were surrounded by total, impenetrable, silent darkness, as though some giant hand had dropped a thick, icy mantle over the entire alleyway, blinding them. For a split second, Harry thought he had done magic without meaning to, despite the fact that he'd been resisting as hard as he could. Then his reason caught up with his senses. He didn't have the power to turn off the stars. He turned his head this way and that, trying to see something, but the darkness pressed on his eyes like a weightless veil.